Let's take our Bibles and look together in the book of Lamentations, a book written by the prophet Jeremiah.
And
my text is Lamentations chapter 3, beginning with verse 18 down to verse 26. This book, Lamentations, which means sorrows, was written by the prophet Jeremiah at a time just before the destruction of Jerusalem, about 500 years before Christ. And we have here how Jeremiah was burdened with the weight of the impending judgment that would come upon Jerusalem, through which he himself would live as well. This is why some called him the weeping prophet. In many ways, he's a type of our Lord Jesus Christ, in that our Lord called the man of sorrows acquainted with grief. Just as Jeremiah was called upon to go through and see for himself the destruction of Jerusalem, so our Lord Jesus Christ was called upon to suffer and to die and to bear the sin of that people that the Father gave him. So here in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 18, we have these words that express his burden and his affliction and his sorrow.
Notice in verse 18
of Lamentations 3, he says, "And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord." Verse 19, "Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the
gall."
He says in verse 20, "My soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me." But here then is the hope, and that's really the title of this message, Hope in the Lord. In verse 21, he said, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope."
And that's
what I want us to consider today in this message. What is a good hope, a true hope in the Lord? Because there are times and seasons that God may be pleased to bring us low and bring a great burden and affliction upon our own hearts. But where is our hope? It is in the Lord. As we study this portion, we see that both the affliction and the hope are from the Lord. I know sometimes when we greet each other, we say to each other when asked, well, how are you doing? We'll say, better than I deserve. Well, that's what Jeremiah is saying here in verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
Monga mene timachitira kunena kuti nthawi zina kuti matha kumalonjerana kuti kodi muliko bwanji ndene amatha kuyankha kudali ndili bwino monga makufuna kwa Ambuye ndeno mukhoza kuona kuti umumuso ndi mmene Yeremia amayankhulira kuti chiyembekezo changa chili mwa Ambuye.
For any of us even to be able to be alive and breathe the air that God gives us is a mercy.
Aliyense wa ife amene akhoza kukhala nako kupuma ndi kuyenda kukhala nawo moyo muthupiriri ichitu ndi chifundo cha Mulungu.
But even more so spiritually and eternally, if God has not cast us into hell, it is only because of his mercies that we are not consumed. And it says, because his compassions fail not. Verse 22. So this is what it is to hope in the Lord. It's to see his mercies in Christ Jesus, and the fact that Christ himself has borne all of the sin of his people, and therefore we are not consumed. But you notice in verse 23, it goes on, it's not just that we're not consumed, but he says, the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. For those that are the Lord's, he doesn't just give you a bunch of mercy and say, okay, that's it. You have to live on it and make sure it lasts. No, his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
And
then verse 24, we're looking at what it is to hope in the Lord. It's to have the Lord himself as our hope. He says, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him.
Now,
why is it that we hope in the Lord? Well, verse 25, it says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him. There's no goodness in us, but the Lord is good to the soul that seeketh him. But even that is of the Lord. Otherwise, we would not seek him. We would not wait for him. So in his mercies toward us, he draws us. He causes us to wait for him. He causes our soul to seek him.
Verse kubanda yeye ife sitingate koma iye amachita kuti panga ife kuti kale ninjala yomfuna iye ndikukhala nako kusendera kwa iyeyo.
And then verse 26, which is the final scripture I'll look at with you in this message, he says, "It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord."
Ikunena kuti nkokoma kuti munthu ayembekeze ndi kulindira modekha chipulumuso cha Yehova.
I know that any of us that are the Lord's, we can relate to what Jeremiah is writing here because the Lord has brought us through times and seasons of affliction and burden and sorrow. It's part of living in this world. But here's a message of comfort and hope for those that have the Lord as their portion. This isn't for everybody. This again is for those that God in His grace has purposed to redeem by His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Their hope then is in Him.
Komabe tu apapati chitonthozo kwambiri kwa iwo amene Yehova ndiye gawo lawo ndi chifukwa chake pali mawu otonthoza mawu olimbikisa amene akulankhula momveka bwino kunena kuti Yehova ndiye chiyembekezo chawo.
But again, as we look at how Jeremiah is expressing this burden and this sorrow and yet hoping in the Lord, we see a type and picture of what it was for the Lord Jesus Christ to be the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Where was his hope? His hope was in his Father, that his Father would accept the work that he came to accomplish for his people and thereby deliver him.
Ndiponso kuti kamaona za zimene Yeremia amadusamo komanso mmene amayang'anira chisauso chimene chinali pa iyeyo ndi kukhala nako chiyembekezo kukhala nako kuyembekezera pa Ambuye tiona kuti ichitu ndi chithunzithunzi cha Ambuye wathu Yesu Khristu amene iyeyo ndiye munthu wa zisoni amene ananyamula goli la zolakwa zathu ndipo chiyembekezo chake kapena kuti kudikira kwake konse kunakhala pa Yehova kuti Yehova ndiye chiyembekezo Yehova azabwezeresa zonse zimene zinawonongekazo.
But are there not times in our lives where even though we are the children of God, it seems as if God has shut out our prayers? Jeremiah expressed that all the way up in verse 8, that says, "When I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer." In other words, it's as if God were not hearing him. Certainly our Lord Jesus, when he cried unto his Father, there were some who thought that God was not hearing him, but God hears every prayer of his Son. And even so with us as God's children, there are times when we will cry unto him in our burden, and it would seem as if God were not hearing, but we can be assured that God answers every prayer according to his will. It's not according to our will, but it's according to his will.
Ichitu chiri chimozi so kwa ifeyo imafikapo nthawi ina pamene tikudusa muzothodwesa kapena kuti zolemesa moyo uno timatha kuona ngati kunena kuti Mulungu sakumva pemphero lathu ngakhale kuti ifeyo ndife ana ake mwa Khristuyo komano kuti chilimbikiso ndi chotonthoza nchonena kuti Mulungu amamvera nthawi zonse mapemphero ana wake koma monga mwakufuna kwake osati monga mwakufuna kwathu.
And look at how Jeremiah describes this particular oppression. For example, in verse 10, He describes it as a bear lying in wait, or as a lion in secret places. It's like a person walking down a path, not expecting anything to go wrong, and suddenly a wild animal comes out of the woods and attacks. That's how Jeremiah is describing what he's experiencing at this particular point in his life.
Yeremia poeta ntauzira nyengo imene iya zimakhala ngati mmene amachitira kuti munthu akuyenda kumalo achete njirango ziyendera ndiye mwadzizizi chamtulukira mchiremo chinthu chomuopsera chomudzizimusa ndi mmene nyengo Yeremia amaita ntauzira.
But notice here to whom he attributes these afflictions. It's to the Lord. He recognizes that even this is from the Lord.
You see,
in verse 9, he, that's speaking of God, hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. You can't just say that God is directing whenever everything is going well. Even in the affliction, that is from the hand of God. Same thing in verse 10 and verse 11, verse 12, verse 13. They all begin with he, speaking of the Lord. He, verse 11, hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in places and pieces. He hath made me desolate.
Nchifayake mukamaona kuyambira mundimeke ya 9, 10, 11, 12 yu. Makamaka 11, akulankulatu mosweza kuti ndi Yehova ya wamene wapanga zimene zozo. Wamene akunena kuti andikalira chitombo cho lalira kapena nkango mobisalira. Kunena kuti wapambusa njira zanga nandi ngamba nandi pulumusa.
Look in verse 12, he hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. The figure there is of a powerful archer that pulls back the bow and drives the arrow into the heart.
Pamene tikaona mundimeka ya 12 kunena kuti wathifula uta wache wandiyesa polodzesa muvi kunena kuti Yeremia anafika pamulingo ona ngati kuti Yehova wachita kutembenuza daladala uta wake kuti ambaye mtiti kapena kuti ambaye mumtima mwache mwa Yehova wachitira dala kumbaye Yeremia.
Such was this affliction upon Jeremiah by the Lord at this particular time that he says, as we saw in verse 18, now getting back to my text, my strength and my hope is perished. But notice, from the Lord. Even this is from the Lord. You see, this is a God that this world does not know. People are being told today that if they just live right and do right, that God will bless them with great blessings, and that they will only know blessing and not sorrow. But those of us that are the Lord's, that He's taught by His Spirit, we know that there are times and seasons, yes, where God does bless and keep us from grievous sorrows, but there are other times when His purpose is to bring us through great trial and great sorrow.
Kumabedu kwa ifeo, amene tinaita nidwa kukala ana munga mwa mzimu wake, timakala nako kuzindikira nthawi zonse kunena kuti eya. Ilipo nthawi ina imene Yehova Mulungu amatidalisa ndithu, timakala nalo daliso lochokera kwa Yehova. Komanso ilipo nthawi imene Yehovayo amalola kunena kuti zowawa zitifikire ndithu monga mwa mawu ake kuti mawu ake akwanirisidwe.
Well, the answer is that we would not put any confidence ever in this flesh. The Lord strips us, like it says in verse 18, takes away our strength and our hope, that it not be in ourselves.
Yehova Mulungu amalola zinthu zonse kunena kuti ifeyo tidusemo ndipo sizabwino zokhazokha. Chifanyake ndimeyaitira kunena kuti osayembekezanso kanthu kwa Yehova.
And that's what Jeremiah describes there in verse 19, to remember our affliction and our misery as wormwood and gall. In other words, our sin, who we are as sinners before the Lord, that if he's not merciful, we would perish.
Chifanyake tikaona mundimeya 19 akunena kuti kumbukirani sauso wanga ndikusochera kwanga ndizo chivumulo ndi ndulu kutanthauzatu kunena kuti ndi uchimo umene uli mkati mwanga kunena kuti ifeyo ndife anthu ochimwa ndipo zimangotengera chifundo chake cha Mulungu kuti atichose musausoyo.
So here we see that it is a good thing when the Lord causes our soul to sink all the way to the bottom, to the point that we have no hope in ourselves. God purposes that hope not be built on anything in us, but upon Christ alone.
Kumabe tikamaona tuza zimene zitiona kuti ndi chabwino chifukwa munyengo zimene ife timadusamo zimatipangisa kunena kuti tikhale nako kufunafuna ndi kuyembekezera pa Yehova kuti chiyembekezo chathu chikhale pa Yehova yekha kuti mawu ake akwanirisidwe kunena kuti chiyembekezo china chonse ndi pa mchenga popeza chiyembekezo chenicheni chamangidwa mwa Ambuye wathu Yesu Khristu.
God purposes. Notice twice here in verse 19 the word remembering is used, and then in verse 20, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. God purposes that we remember these times and trials as we look back over our lives, lest we should ever put any confidence in this flesh.
Ndichifukwa chake tikamaona mundima yake ya 19 komanso 20 mawu ato akulankhulidwa mobwereza kusoweza zona kuti pali kusowekera kunena kuti tikhale nako kukumbukira pamene tili mthupili, tikhale nako kukumbukira Ambuye monga mu 19 akunena kuti kumbukirani sauso wanga. Mundima ya 20 so alankhula zonena kuti udzikumbukirabe nuwerame mwa ine, kunena kuti moyo wanga udzikumbukira nuwerame mwa ine. Kukumbukira pa Yehova kufunika ndithu kuti kukhalepo.
There are those that falsely preach that if you're the Lord's and you devote yourself to him and strive to be better every day, that little by little you will sin less and less. That's what they preach, but that's far from what the scriptures teach.
Ichifanyika mukamaona kwa iwo amene ndi alaliki onyenga, alaliki abodza, amalimbikisa anthu kunena kuti ayi ngati niyo dumuli yake Ambuye ufunika muzizi kuthula kwambiri pamaso pa Ambuye, ndiye mukamabwera kwambiri pamaso pa Ambuye mukhala kuti uchimo wanu kupepulidwa kapena kuti mukukhala no osachimwa. Komano iwo oto amapanga izi mosaziwa chimene mawu a Mulungu akulankhula.
Were we not just as much sinners now as we ever were, then we wouldn't need the chastening of the Lord. The scriptures say, whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son. So it's when the Lord brings to remembrance, as Jeremiah speaks of here in verse 19 and 20, as we remember through these afflictions who we are and we're humbled, it's then under the mighty hand of God that hope revives, that our eyes are turned to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndiyetu ndipo khapo ngati Mulungu atatipasa mzimu wakukumbukira monga mmene tionera mbuku la Yeremia mbuku la mu verse yake ya 20 19 ndi 20 ndenga tanati pasanzimu akukumbukira pamene tizathe kuzindikira kunena kuti mthupiri mulibe kanthu kunena kuti ife tikozokondwera nako koma sono chiyembekezo chathu chizakakhalano pa Khristu.
Here's where it's important for us to understand that anything that we endure, we deserve it. But consider what the Lord Jesus Christ endured in his affliction, being without sin, and yet was chastened of his Father. The chastisement of our peace fell upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Ichitu ndi chilimbikiso chachikulu kwa ife pamene tikudusa mu nyengo zoterozo chifukwa muone ngakhale ambuye wathu Yesu Khristu iye amene anakhala wosachimwa koma kuti analandiratu mikwingwirima anakwapulidwa ndi ambuye Mulungu anachita kuyika pa iye mikwingwirima yonse ndipo icho chinamukomera Yehova kuti amseze mikwingwirima mwana wache.
Whatever affliction that we endure as children of God, we can say with assurance that there's not an ounce of wrath in anything that God gives us because Christ has already borne that wrath.
Pamene tikudusa munyengo zowawa zina zili zonse zimene tidusamo kwa ifeto chikhala chilimbikiso ndipo tiona kuti si chifukwa cha mkwiyo wa Mulungu ayi pakuti ngakhale mwana wake anadusamo munyengo zimenezo.
Yes, there are times when we're going through those seasons that we think that God is against us, but he isn't. It's like a father chastening his child. That child might think that the father is angry with the child, but he's not. Not in the sense of wrath or wanting to put the child away, but to correct the child. And so during these times and seasons of affliction, and they may be physical, or they might be spiritual in our very hearts and our souls, the troubles that the Lord brings. All of this is purposed that we not hope in ourselves, that we be humbled, and that our hope be in the Lord Jesus Christ alone.
Momomotu ndi mmeneso ifeyo tiri komanso mmene tizakhalire kapena mthupi olokuuzimu kuti munyengo zonse zosautsa zimene ifeyo tidusamo zikhalatu chikumbuso kwa ife kuti tisakhale nako kudzikhululupira tokha mthupi ayi koma kuti tikhale nayo chiyembekezo mwa Ambuye.
You see, times of affliction are times of reflection where the Lord sets us down, literally, puts us on our seat or on our back, so to speak, and causes us to reflect on his mercies and reflect on who we are as sinners and reflect on our need of him every day. And that's why Jeremiah in verse 21, Lamentations 3:21, again, he uses a word like remembrance when he says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." This is where hope is born. It's against the backdrop of our sin. We would never understand the grace of God were it not that God by his Spirit show us our sin. We would not understand the Lord's mercies were it not for these times and seasons where the Lord removes all hope in ourselves. Back in the early 1920s, my grandparents went to Africa. And at that time, the only way to get into the interior of Africa, which is known today as Chad or Central African Republic, they had to go up through South Africa. And they took a ship to what is today called the Cape of Good Hope. That's not too far from where you all are, so you probably know what I'm speaking of. But what you may not realize is that that cape was not always known as the Cape of Good Hope. The first name given to that cape was actually called Cape of Storms. And it was called that because many of the Portuguese explorers, when they tried to land in South Africa and attempted to get into the harbor, many of them suffered shipwreck. But it took somebody like a forerunner of these explorers finally to figure out the way in order to be able to land safely. I was saying that it took some of these explorers, like forerunners, to be able to get in safely for others to follow.
And
that's where the name was changed from Cape of Storms to the Cape of Good Hope. And here we see a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our forerunner, who took the chastisement of our peace upon him, and by his stripes we are healed, and through him we are safe, and we have a good hope.
But
we see there that this is what Jeremiah is caused to recall to mind. He says in verse 21, therefore have I hope. When we remember what the Lord himself endured to pay the sin debt of sinners such as we are, we have hope. But ultimately, what is our comfort? What is it to have a good hope? It's not in us. It's in the Lord.
And
if you look at verse 22, you look at verse 24, and you look at verse 25, here are the three reasons for sinners to have hope in the Lord.
Ndifaika mukamaona ma verse ya 22, 23, 24 awa ndi mawu amene ndi ma verse amene kupereka chiyembekezo kwa munthu ochimwa kuyembekezera pa Mulungu.
You see in verse 22, to hope in the Lord is because with the Lord is mercy.
Mukaona mundimeke 22 yo akunena kuti munthu akhala nacho banji chiyembekezo mwa Ambuye popeza chifundo cha
He says it is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. How is God merciful? It's through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Komanso tu pakuti Mulungu ndiye wachisoni, chisoni chimene chichoneka kuti chili mwa Yesu Kristu.
You see, he does not punish his children because Christ has already borne that punishment. Therefore, he is merciful, and therefore we are not consumed.
Ndeno mwana kuti chifukwa chena Yehova Mulungu sama langa ana ake kuti awaononge aichi chifena kuti mkweyo wake unaikika pa Ambuye wathu Yesu Kristu ndipo kwa ife ndi chifundo chabe chimene timachirandiracho.
Secondly, down there in verse 24, the Lord is our hope in that he is our portion.
Pamene tikapera mundimeka 24 akuti moyo wanga uti gawo langa ndiye Yehova chifukwa chache ndizakhulupirira.
For him to be our portion means he is our salvation. A portion is something that you take and eat in order to satisfy your hunger. Well, that's what we do. We partake of Christ. We feed on him as the bread of life in these times of affliction and sorrow.
Amatanthauza kanthu kameneiwe ukhoza kupezako kuti udye pamene uli ni njala. Ndipo momwemonso ndi mmene ife ku njala ya uzimu imene timakhalira nayo kuti timakhala nako kudya thupi lake la Yesu Khristu kuti likhale nawo mtendere.
Christ once said to his disciples, if you ask a bread, will he give you a stone? No.
Ndeno Ambuye Yesu anayankhulapo nkhani iyi kunena kuti ngati kuti mwana atapempha mkate kuti muzampasa miyala, ayi sichoncho.
In this life, if the Lord were to take everything physical away from us and we have nothing of this world's materials left, yet the Lord is our portion, that of our soul, forever. So to have the Lord as our hope is to have his mercy. To have the Lord as our hope is to have the Lord as our portion.
And
then verse 25, to have the Lord as our hope is to have the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. That's what he does. He brings us to wait. We can do nothing else but wait for him. And in that, he is good. That word wait is something that is impossible for us apart from the grace of God.
And
our flesh, we want quick solutions. Whenever there's trouble or affliction, then we want a way out quickly. But no, the Lord in his goodness uses these times to cause us to wait on him.
Ndeno mtupiriri timakhala nacho timakhala nawo mtima wofuna kuchitiridwa zinthu mwachangu kufuna kulandira mwachangu kufuna kulandira zinthu mofulumira kwambiri komatu izi sizili choncho ndi Mulungu amagwiritsa ntchito nthawi yake kuti akwanilise chofuna chake kapena kuti achite monga mwakufuna kwake.
And that's why he says there in verse 26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait, what, for the salvation of the Lord. Hoping and waiting differ from each other only as a mother and a daughter. Hope is the mother. Through hope, the waiting comes. And all of that brings quietness. Quietness is necessary to waiting. For in that, the Lord then shows us that he is faithful. Well, I pray the Lord will use what we've heard to encourage our own hearts through everything that the Lord is bringing us through, and in all things may he be glorified.
Yeah, I took a car and I was in a mood.